The abbot did not appear overawed, because babies generally aren't and will throw up over anyone. Besides, Lobsang might have been master of the gulfs of time, but the abbot was master of the valley, and therefore respect was a line that travelled in both directions. But the handing over of the robe had caused a difficult moment. Lobsang had refused it. It had been left to the chief acolyte to ask why, while the whispered currents of surprise washed through the crowd. "I am not worthy, sir. Lutsay has declared that you have completed your apprenticeship, my Lobsang lad." Lobsang bowed. "Then I will take the broom and the robe of a sweeper, sir." This time the current was a tsunami. It crashed over the audience. Heads turned. There were gasps of shock and one or two nervous laughs. And from the lines of sweepers who had been allowed to pause in their tasks to watch the event, there was a watchful, intent silence. The chief acolyte licked his suddenly dehydrated lips. But you are the incarnation of time. "In this valley, sir," said Lobsang firmly, "I am as worthy as a sweeper." The chief acolyte looked around, but there was no help anywhere. The other senior members of the monastery had no wish to share in the huge pink cloud of embarrassment. The abbot merely blew bubbles and grinned the inward knowing grin of all babies everywhere.
"Do we have any, present sweepers with... do we by any chance..." the acolyte mumbled.
Lutsay stepped up behind him. "Can I be of any help, your acolytality?" he said, with a sort of mad keen subservience that was quite alien to his normal attitude.
"Lutsay, yes, I could fetch a nearly new rope, sir, and a lad can have my old broom if you'll sign a chitty for me to get a new one from stores, sir," said Lutsay,
sweating helpfulness at every pore. The chief acolyte, drowning well out of his depth, seized on this like a passing lifebelt.
"Oh, would you be so good, Lutsay? It is so kind of you."
Lutsay vanished in a blur of helpful speed that once again quite surprised those who thought they knew him. He reappeared with his broom and a robe made white and thin with frequent bashings on the stones by the river. He solemnly handed them over to the chief acolyte.
Thanks, you, is there a special ceremony for
the man burbled.
"Very simple one, sir," said Lutsay, still radiating eagerness. "Wording is quite loose, sir, but generally we say, 'This is your robe, look after it, it belongs to the monastery, sir,' and then with the broom we say something like, 'Here's your broom, treat it well, it is your friend, you'll be fined if you lose it. Remember, they do not grow on trees, sir.'"
The chief acolyte murmured. "And does the abbot—"
"Oh, no, the abbot would not make a presentation to a sweeper," said Lobsang quickly. "Lutsay, who does the...
"It's generally done by a senior sweeper, your acolytality."
"Oh, and by some happy chance, do you happen to be..."
Lutsay bobbed about.
"Oh, yes, sir."
To the chief acolyte, still floundering in the flood of the turning tide, this was as welcome as the imminent prospect of dry land. He beamed manically.
I wonder then if you would be so kind to—"
"Happy to, sir," Lutsay swung round. "Right now, sir?"
"Oh, please, yes."
"Right you are. Step forward, Lobsang lad."
"Yes, sweeper." Lutsay held out the worn robe and the elderly broom.
"Broom, robe. Do not lose them. We are not made of money," he announced.
"I thank you for them," said Lobsang. "I am honoured."
Lobsang bowed. Lutsay bowed. With their heads close together and at the same height, Lutsay hissed,
"Very surprising."
"Thank you."
"Nicely mythic, the whole thing. Definitely one for the scrolls, but bordering on smug. Do not try it again."
"Right." They both stood up.
"And what happens now?" said the chief acolyte.
He was a broken man and he knew it. Nothing was going to be the same after this.
"Nothing, really," said Lutsay. "Sweepers get on with sweeping. You take that side, lad, and I'll take this."
"But he is time," said the chief acolyte. "The son of Wen. There is so much we have to ask."
"There is so much, I will not..."